Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie called the mind is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
The name of the Lord is the rifle which guards you against the beasts of prey in the jungle of life. The rifle makes a loud noise when the bullet is ejected fast. So too, along with the sound of the name, eject the bullet of feeling too, so that the target is hit. Nowadays, people laugh at the idea of Namasmarana and Namasankirtana, or singing the name of the Lord. They ask, what is in a name? It is just an assortment of sound. But when they enter your hearts, you feel content, you feel encouraged, is it not? So have faith in the name and repeat it whenever you can. Just as you attend to the needs of the body, feeding it 3 times a day in order to keep it in good running trim, so too, spend some time regularly every day to keep your inner consciousness also in good trim. Spend 1 hour in the morning, another at night, and a third in early hours of the dawn for japam and meditation on the Lord. You will find a great peace descending on you and great new sources of strength welling up within you as you progress in this sadhana. After some time, the mind will dwell on the name wherever you are and whatever you are engaged in. And then, peace and joy will be your inseparable companions.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to the readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 15th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Mahimatmane Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Mahimatmane Namaha. Mahima means glory. This name means he who is glory personified. Satya Sai Baba is glory personified. His Mahima or glory is witnessed by grateful recipients every moment, in every land. Worship his picture in your home. He showers vibhuti for you from the picture itself. He gives kumkum, saffron, akshata grains, sandal powder, amrit, honey, sugar candy, scent, all auspicious things from his pictures in your own home. He announces his presence by signs, by fragrances, by flashes of light, by the swinging of the pictures and of garlands, by the formation of pranava on pictures, by footprints marked out on the floor. For example, he had, for the sake of the people who found it difficult or costly to make the journey to Puttaparthi, manifested himself clearly inside the marble linga of an old Shiva temple at Kothanagatta. Faith in God and the discipline needed to realize him are strengthened by such mahimas. He appears in his own physical form in distant lands and instructs those who yearn for guidance. He vouchsafes signs of his presence whenever he assures that he will be present. His voice is heard advising, teaching, blessing, consoling by ears that are attuned to him. He is unique among all divine manifestations. He is free. He is full. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 15th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Mahimatmane Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Mahimatmane Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is a great and glorious soul. Bhagwan Baba's glory has spread all over the world and millions of people come to Prashanti Nilayam to seek his darshan. Some of them are spiritual aspirants and some come for material gains. Here is an incident that took place in 1970. On hearing Bhagwan Baba's glory, Sri Swami Virajanandaji Maharaj arrived in Prashanti Nilayam from Kashi. He was accompanied by 15 to 20 of his disciples. After having stayed in the ashram for about 20 days, he formed an opinion about Baba thus. Sri Satya Sai Baba is the god of foreigners and rich devotees. He is not an embodiment of love, because if he were, he would treat everyone equally. What could be the reason for such an opinion? In those 20 days of his stay, Bhagwan Baba had ignored him completely. So, Swami Virajanandaji decided to leave Prashanti Nilayam and travel back to Dharmavaram. That night, they decided to camp at Dharmavaram. He was resting in a room and his disciples were in the next one. After a while, someone knocked at the door saying, "May I come in, please?" The person allowed to enter made a humble request saying, Swamiji, Bhagwan Baba has sent me here to take you to Puttaparthi. Virjanandji lost his temper and said, I will not come. He is a god of the rich. He is not an embodiment of love as he claims to be. The person insisted, I have got a car and I will not move out of here unless you come with me. Finally, Virjanandji had no option and he left with the messenger. The moment they reached Prashanti Nilayam, Bhagwan called him to the first floor. Virjanandji was about to pass a scornful remark, but Baba stopped him and said, Let us first have our meal. Then you can ask me whatever you wish to ask. After the meal, Bhagwan Baba showed Swami Virjanandji his right palm. On seeing that palm, Virjananda broke into a sweat. He was all confused. What did he see in that palm? He saw all his disciples and his ashram in Kashi in that palm. He could simultaneously hear Bhagwan's words, Love, love, love. What is love? Do you think you can attain self-realization by abandoning your family and collecting thousands of followers? In fact, you are far from it. This is moha, infatuation. Only devotion and love takes you closer to God. Desires and worldly fame cannot take you close to God. On hearing Bhagwan's words, Swami Virjanandji realized his mistake. He held on to Bhagwan Baba's feet and sought his permission to leave. Baba said, Wait a moment. Virjananda sat down. For a moment, he felt sleepy. When he opened his eyes, he realized that he was back in his room at Dharmavaram. He could not fathom how he reached there in a moment. He meditated on the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba and realized that it was all nothing but Bhagwan's Leela.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 15th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Mahimatmane Namaha. The 16th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Maheshwara Swarupaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Shri Sai Maheshwara Swarupaya Namaha. Maheshwara is another name of Shiva, meaning auspiciousness. The most meaningful symbol of Shiva is the oval-shaped figure which is called Linga. It is like the zero, and Shiva can be attained only when the circle of discipline is completed and when man realizes that he is nobody, the world is nothing, and there is nowhere to go or nothing to lose or gain. Baba creates these symbols of Shiva in himself and allows thousands to witness their emergence on the great day dedicated to the worship of Shiva or Maheshwara, that is Mahashivaratri. Shiva is also the third aspect of divinity, the merciful God who merges all in the universal, reduces all to the ultimate ash. So Shiva is clothed in ash. He showers ash. He grants the sacred ash. He is revered by the ceremonial wearing of ash. Baba showers this ash vibhuti from his palm, his forehead, his feet, and his pictures. For his devotees, this gift of ash is a panacea for all physical and intellectual illnesses. Baba is indeed Maheshwara. Maheshwara also means the supreme god, the sovereign of all the gods, Maha-Ishwara, great god supreme. Since Baba has graciously declared that he is Sarvadevata Swarupa, Vishwa-Virat Swarupa, he is undoubtedly Maheshwara Swarupa. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 16th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Maheshwara Swarupaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Maheshwara Swarupaya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is the embodiment of Lord Shiva. Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba is Shiva Shakti incarnate. Time and again, he has shown this to his devotees. Several times, many Shiva devotees have had Bhagavan Baba's darshan in the form of their desired deity. The story of Swami Vamadev Maharaj will enlighten devotees. With a desire to attain liberation, Vamadeva Maharaj renounced the world and became a sannyasi. When he was 85 years old, he felt that his body was now old and feeble, and any moment he may have to leave it. So, with the aim to offer his body to the river Ganga and attain liberation, he travelled to Kashi. He meditated on the form of Paramashiva and jumped into the river Ganga. At that very moment, a miracle took place. He saw an effulgent deity with a crown of thick black hair on the head, Abhayamudra and orange robe. Instead of the ash-smeared camphor-like fair form of Shiva he was meditating upon, it vanished in a moment. Next, there was another miracle. As he was sinking deep into the water, he found that he was suddenly being pushed upwards by a powerful force, and he started floating on the water like a wooden log. A strong wave emerged in the silent waters of Ganga. He was pushed towards the shore, and once again the Ganga Mata resumed its calm. At the time, Swami Vamadeva thought that maybe he should continue to sit there in Padmasana so that the monsoon floods will once again suck his body and it will be offered to Ganga Mata and Lord Shiva. On the same night, a senior army officer and also a Sai devotee had a dream. He dreamt that a sannyasi was sitting in Bhagwan Baba's lap, and Baba was feeding him with a laddu, as if he were a small child. Next morning, the army officer went for a walk along the shores of River Ganga, and he happened to see the same sannyasi there, whom he had seen in a dream the earlier night. He was none other than Swami Vamadeva Maharaj. Urgently, he hurried to him, offered pranams, and started recounting the dream and praising Bhagavan Baba. Listening to him, Swami Vamadeva said, "I have not seen you earlier. Isn't this your imagination?" At this, the officer began to describe Bhagavan Baba's divine form. Swami Vamadeva recollected the vision he had seen in the river Ganga. It was exactly the same. Vamadeva Maharaj asked himself, "Is this Sai Baba an incarnation of Shiva?" His inner voice answered, "Spend some more time with this devotee. Find out some more about this Parameshwar and then be assured." Accordingly, Swami Vamadeva stayed for some time on the Manikarnika Ghat. He heard Bhagwan Baba's glory from the devotee, and then he was convinced that his Maheshwara and Sai were one, and spent the rest of his life in meditating upon his Sai Maheshwara.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 16th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Shri Sai Maheshwara Swarupaya Namaha. So dear listeners, in today's episode we explored the meaning and significance of two names of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtotar Shatanamavali. The explanation of the names is taken from the book Garland of 108 Gems by Professor N. Kasturi. And the short story that you listen to is taken from the book Sri Satya Sai Kalpadrama, compiled by Sri Prashant Prabhakar Palekar, English translation by Srimati Shanti P. Bawalkar. With this we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sairam from Prashanthi Nilayam.